Strap in, turn it up, and hang on. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
St. Paddy's Day 2015 in the house.
Need a libation, bought the next round. Today I'm drinking, drinking till I pass out. Though I'm not Irish, paint myself green. I'm pounding Boilermakers March 17th. Gonna spend all day at the pub, doing shots until I throw up. Cause St. Paddy drove out those snakes.
Thank God.
The boss is wondering where we are at McDonald's drive-thru in the car to chase things down with a shamrock shake.
It's Adam and Maroon 5. Thank you very much. All right. Happy St. Paddy's Day, everybody. A couple days away from spring we are now. Officially starts at, 3:45 on Saturday afternoon. How bizarre is that? I don't know. It just seems weird. It just seems like it's been spring since I got here in January. So
it is.
I don't know.
I'm going to be a trendsetter and start celebrating spring earlier in the morning.
How the hell do you know the difference? I know the people in Chicago are happy because it's 77 degrees today. That's a party for them compared to what they had.
I heard that. Yeah.
So good for them. So let's get to, let me see here. We're going to have the Bay Area's career coach on the phone. And this is kind of fun because I found some listicles that we can talk to him about. For instance, things that successful leaders never tolerate, and six tips for working successful, you know, being a success by working with a younger boss.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay. You have to overcome some stuff, huh?
And also, one of the things we want to talk about is how to cheat at March Madness. Well, I don't know for sure, but the first round of March Madness starts tonight. And if you're still filling out your bracket, well, you're probably too late, but here are four tips from mathematicians that could help. First of all, don't let bias play into the game. In other words, don't pick Boise State to win, win it all just because you went to Boise State. There are an 11 seed and no one above an 8 seed has ever won before. So, and by the way, I love this. Don't pick Kentucky to lose just to be different. They're the favorite because they're undefeated. Nate Silver is the statistic guy who predicted almost everything right in the 2008 election, and he's calculated that Kentucky has a 41% chance of winning, followed by Villanova at 11 and Wisconsin at 10. So again, here they are. You're welcome. Kentucky, Villanova, and Wisconsin. Don't pick any team lower than a 5 seed to win it all, meaning a number 6 seed or a number 10 seed. The higher the number, the lower the rank they are. A lower number means a higher rank, and it's called a high seed. Confusing? I know, but not. Okay. According to Silver, any team with a lower seed that has less than 1% chance of winning. And Utah is the only 5 seed that has at least a 1% chance. So look at who's been winning recently. A math professor in North Carolina had a cheerleader fill out a bracket last year after looking at teams that won a bunch of games in the last season, and she beat 96% of the brackets on ESPN.com.
Huh.
So, now you know.
Well, always
now
follow.
You know.
I love Nate Silver. Like, yeah, if he says so, go with what he says. Jeez Louise.
Kentucky, Villanova, Wisconsin.
Done and done.
Done and done and done and done.
I haven't seen that floating around the office this year. Maybe it's all up on the other floor.
Maybe it's illegal at this company.
It is not. I've seen it a lot.
Oh, really?
I think
so.
Was it this company?
Maybe you're not supposed to say so. I don't know. maybe it was the company that works above us. I don't know. Hey, so today you won't be surprised to hear this, but here's the part I want to chat about that'll drive everybody crazy. California drought. State approves sweeping restrictions on water use. All right, so hotel guests get a chance to decline fresh towels and sheets. They've been doing that for a long time all over the United States. Business operators must place signs in the bathroom reminding them they have the opportunity to conserve, you know, if it's yellow, that's mellow. Okay, so amid the fourth straight year of severe drought, California makes further constrictions and considerations. Yeah, far-reaching restrictions, actually, limiting households to 2 days of outdoor watering in some parts of the states.
And we should probably stop entirely.
Water, yeah, probably. Requiring restaurants to serve water only upon request. That seems fair.
So know that when you go to a restaurant that they're not ignoring you. You have to ask for the water. And this starts in May. So.
And by the way, no spraying down your sidewalks, driveways, patios, or watering lawns or gardens to the point of causing runoffs, washing cars without a shutoff nozzle, and using drinking water in ornamental fountains. New rules adopted Tuesday could go even further. So, okay, so here I've got 1 minute to say all this. One of the greatest stories I heard about the drought today is stop washing your jeans.
Really?
Jeans, do you know the average American washes their jeans how many times after they wear them?
Oh, how many
Quickly.
Wears?
Yeah, how many wears?
Two
is correct. 10 is the correct answer.
Says who?
The jeans manufacturers.
Well, I heard this several years ago that you're not supposed to do it, and I rarely wash my jeans
because
I want them to stay dark blue.
Right. But they fit better. The jeans, the denim manufacturers came out today, said, look, you can go 10 times without washing your jeans. It's actually better for the denim.
Oh, for sure.
And then, by the way, here's the fun thing about guys. They'll never tell you the truth about how many times they wash their jeans.
You can tell by looking at them.
I don't know. I'll tell you. You know when I wash the jeans? When they stand up themselves. When I take them off and they stand up.
It's scary washing your jeans, too, because once you do, it's going to take you 5 extra minutes just to get into them. You know what I'm saying?
Because
shrink up
that.
And you're like, oh, crap.
Right.
The butt's not quite right. I got to bounce up and down.
Here's the other thing that we were discussing today. You really don't, if you go to a clean environment, let's say when Heather goes to church and she dresses up nice.
let's pretend.
Let's pretend, Heather, when we're
microphone.
Going to church on Sunday, we don't have to wash those clothes. You can bring them back and hang them up and wear them another time.
Oh, of course.
Yes. When you go to dinner, unless you slop yourself up like you usually do, but if you don't, by some chance, now I'm the one who does that, I admit. If I don't slop myself up, I can take those clothes back and hang them back up and wear them another time.
Yeah.
If I wear a special shirt to a meeting and I only have it on for a couple hours, I can take it home and wash it some other time.
And it's not with Jim Mahaney and you're not pitting out.
Right, I don't want to be pitting out with the Cumulus folks.
I gotta meet the boss.
Yeah, but but the point is this is how we can all save water. We don't have to be washing stuff over and over and over again.
Oh, for sure.
Not necessary.
Chillax on the clothes.
Hey, they make really good deodorant nowadays. Just put some on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally agree.
Got it? Get
Fold
it?
Fold your jeans up,
good.
Put them back in the drawer. You're
all
fine.
Right. Play with your slaley. That's clean, I hope. All things green and the St. Patty's fun continues. Coming up here next, we're going to tell you how to get a gig and keep a gig and be really wealthy. Don't go away. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10. Good evening, everybody. It is the Drex Radio Show live on this St. Patty's Day 2015.
I'm too drunk.
That's what's going on downtown in San Francisco and all around the Bay. And for some reason, I feel all around the world. It's just, let's face it, it's 11:07 in New York City. What do you think's going on? Okay, let's say good evening to my very, very sober friend. His
I'm not
name's,
sure.
Well, I don't know. He's a boss, so he gets to do whatever the hell he wants. I know we're stone cold sober. Yes, so let's say hi to Marty Nemko from martynemko.com. He is a career coach, and he is the Bay Area's best career coach. Marty, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure. Are we here to talk about Irish coffee, or what aspect of St. Patrick's Day should we talk about?
Well, I don't know. You know, the funny thing is was the first time I was down on Front Street, and Heather said before we went on the air, she says, we have to go down to Front Street. And it was green beer, and then there was this green strange odor that I couldn't figure out what that was. But nonetheless, I mean, here we are, sober. At least
is it a national law or is it a KGO policy that you cannot be drinking green beer even on St. Patrick's Day on the air?
I'm not sure which one it is, but I'm a new employee, so I'm not pushing my luck.
There you go.
Let me just tell you the truth.
To be a boss.
Right. Yes. I mean, you're the boss man. So that's probably, and I wasn't even thinking of the politics of dancing with you, but I guess that would have been the correct answer. Am I right?
Excellent. Kissing up is always, it's almost, you know how on certain kind of tests, the answer is always, you know, form a committee and be diverse. Well, it's like that. You know, kissing up is always the answer.
Yeah, everybody else.
Really. I'll get serious, I promise.
All your other peers just love you for that stuff, I can tell you that.
We're going to be fair and balanced here. We're going to talk about when it's worth kissing up and when it is not.
Yeah. So what are five ways to impress our boss?
Okay, we're going to start with the kissing up part. Okay.
Yeah.
So the single best question that you can normally ask a boss is, how might I make your life easier? Mm-hmm. Because everybody's working harder and faster, and everybody only gives a crap about themselves. And if you step out of your own little egotism and instead say, you know, I'm here, you're my boss, I'm here at least in part to make your life easier, explicitly asking, how can I make your life easier? Even if the answer is nothing, I'm fine, he or she can't help but think, now this is a good employee.
Right, because they can always come back to you later with an answer for that. You know, remember that time you asked me? I like that.
Well, yep. Yes, and I mean, do the job right to begin with. I mean, that's
basic, but you know, the KGO listenership is so sophisticated and so intelligent that I wanted to go beyond the obvious and just say work hard and long and smart, because we know that. I'm trying to add value here, Drex.
I understand. I understand. And everybody, you know, has their way of looking at things. And one of the things that I find that a lot of people run into nowadays, they find themselves working for a younger boss, which is totally different for the boomers and this, that, and the other.
Yeah, I mean, just like we don't want people to be racist or sexist or ageist, I mean, you know, some 25-year-olds are idiots and they know nothing, and there are other 25-year-olds who know a hell of a lot more than you do, whether not just about technology, but just in general. So stop with the ageism. I don't care how old your boss is. Treat him or her on the merits. Fair enough?
Fair enough. Fair enough. And I think one of the things is for Gen Xers, especially now, is you have to get used to it, literally.
Absolutely.
Because it's not going away.
Well, certainly, you know, there's still a lot of boomers who can't afford to retire. And so they're inevitably going to be having, you know, bosses who are 25.
And Gen Xers, by the way.
I'm sorry, what?
And Generation X.
Sure, absolutely. Actually, you know, people in their 30s and 40s without any question. But when you really think about the biggest gap, of course, is imagine you're 62. You perhaps would like to retire, can't afford to, or don't want to because you love to work, like me. And you've got a boss of 25. Well, as at the risk of sounding Pollyanna-ish, it's really potentially something to celebrate, because there is a heck of a lot that me, who's about 60, can learn from somebody who's 25. And as sure, there's crap that I know more than they do, but I want to try to look for the glass being half full, because after all, it's my boss. I'm not going to be able to fire him or her anyway.
Yeah, you know what? And it really is fun. Once you get back, or if you've stepped away for a while, and you step back into the workplace, or you're doing something new where you're surrounded by millennials, they have a lot that they can teach you and a lot of things that you can learn.
And I'm not talking about playing Frisbee or staying up until 2 in the morning, you know, or snorting coke or whatever it is. You know, there is certainly the understanding of the use of social media, the different way in which they consume radio, the way they consume internet and news is in a net plus, and we do have a lot to learn from them, me who's not a kid anymore.
Well, and a lot of times when you're talking to a younger boss or somebody who, even if it's just one generation off, I've always heard drop the very stale language. You know, for instance, this, you know, coming in here brand new, the last thing I'm going to say to these people, even though I know what I'm doing, is this is the way we always did it. You know, they don't want to hear that.
Excellent point, because that really does brand you as tired deadwood. Absolutely right.
Yeah, or we tried that once or twice, and trust me, that doesn't work.
Oof. That's harsh. Yeah.
But sometimes that's true. You know, I want to be fair and balanced. You know, if you are older, 40, 50, 60, and you have been around the block a few times, you have seen what works and doesn't. So there's nothing – I'm not asking you to kiss butt on your 25-year-old everything they say. I'm suggesting that you judge them on the merits. So if they make they come up with a suggestion that you, in your older wisdom, realize is ill-advised – you don't slam them over the head, but you say, you know, I actually did see that a couple of times, and it didn't work for these reasons. I don't know. What do you think? Should we try it again or no? That's a respectful, tactful way of doing it. I'm not asking you to kiss butt all the time, like I said.
You know, right. Let me ask you some basics that people always want to get into, you know, when it comes to moving forward with their career or their workplace or trying to get into a bigger, you know, get a promotion or, I don't know, get the corner office, get in to win early. I mean, stuff like that. Some of this stuff is so cliche, but, you know, bring one big idea to the table to get your boss's attention. Stay late. Stay late.
Right.
Those are fine. Let me try to offer something that's a little less obvious. You know, in this, there's a zillion people who have soft skills. They can communicate well. They're organized. They're detail oriented. All of that stuff.
Yeah.
But in this world, you really need to be a tech savvy person in something that is critical to your organization. So that if you want to move ahead, it's not just kissing butt, it's not just the soft skills, but if you can acquire or become a guru in something technical that is important to your organization, maybe it's Salesforce, maybe it's Oracle, maybe it is using HTML5 to create websites, whatever it is, that can show that you are a modern-day rock star.
And one of the things that I like, you know, about when we talk about how to be a good new employee or move on, no, is be curious about things. I mean, actually, and by the way, be genuinely curious right. about things.
You know, I've learned that's generally true, and there are some bosses who are so overwhelmed that they don't want any new ideas, they don't want too many questions, they want you to put your head down and do your job. Tell you the truth, you know, this is the truth. You know, I had my own show on KGO for a couple of years.
Yes.
And when I was there, I learned pretty quickly that they really, after the first, you know, few days, they really didn't want questions. Now, maybe this is a new management, but they really wanted me just put my head down, do my job. They didn't want to be bothered with a lot of questions. So,
well, but you have to understand when you get to a KGO and you get to this level when you're in a top five radio market, and you know this, and I think this is applicable to whatever you're doing, whatever career you're in right now. When you get to a certain level, it is exactly what you're saying, Marty. It is, you know, they expect you to know your job, so go in there and make damn sure that you do it, and then everything's fine.
Well, I still thought I had some, you know, I knew what I was doing. I'd been doing radio for 25 years, but I thought that I had some useful questions about, you know, what works and doesn't work on KGO. But they really, after the first day or two, they really did want me to put my head down. And so I did, until they got rid of me 2 years later for Carell.
Well,
sorry, you're still great, and we read your blog.
Yeah.
So, have we touched on? I feel like we've done 3.5 of the 5 ways to impress your boss.
Yeah,
okay,
well, let's do the break.
We'll get
and we'll
back
come
on
back.
Track.
Because,
okay,
because then I want to ask you, you know, talking about listicles, things that successful leaders such as yourself or a boss never tolerate, nor should they have to. And I think that it goes right over a lot of people's heads. They don't even understand they're doing it. It's a subconscious thing that everybody should be aware of. If you don't mind holding on, Marty, we'll be right back, okay?
No problem.
MartyNemko.com is his website. He's here in the Bay, and we'll continue in just a second on this St. Paddy's Day 2015 on the Drex Radio Show on KGO A10.
I don't know. I wouldn't say we're rich, but, you know, but we're comfortable. We got here the hard way. By putting everything into our business and sacrificing our own personal gains. But we don't own any fancy cars, don't get me wrong, or take expensive trips. I mean, everything has gone into our company. And now we're at a point where we want to enjoy the fruits of our labor. You know, we're proud of what we did. We need more than just a savings account. We need a bank that helps us develop a plan to grow and protect what we've built. I guess I could say that I expect my bank to work as hard as we have for our money.
When it's time, come to Comerica. From succession plans and investments to tax and wealth planning, we've been helping business owners build and protect their wealth for over 164 years. To learn more, schedule an appointment with a Comerica Wealth Management Advisor and raise your expectations of what a bank can be. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey, I'm here talking about Dr. Scott Hiver's second annual private party at Levi's Stadium. Now, if you complete all laser LASIK with Dr. Hiver by April 30th, you'll get 4 VIP passes for this exclusive event. That's right. Now you and your 3 guests can party with 49ers mascot Sourdough Sam. You'll get to see yourself on the stadium's giant video scoreboard, then enjoy a buffet lunch before taking your private tour of Levi's Stadium itself. This is a great experience to share with your kids, your parents, or your friends. So before before these VIP party passes are all gone, call now to get your free all laser LASIK evaluation with Dr. Scott Hiver in Daly City, Santa Clara, or San Ramon. Just call 800-454-2747. That's 800-454-2747, or go to scotthiver.com. That's S-C-O-T-T-H-Y-V, as in vision, E-R.com. This 49ers offer is not good on prior purchases and other restrictions apply. Scott Hiver Vision Care, Inc., a professional medical corporation.
On Monday, Josh Leibarger made his status
case of the Mondays,
followed by a frowny face. It got one like and five comments, including dislike. Well, Josh, Geico also wants to make a comment to turn that emoji's frown upside down. In just 15 minutes, you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance by switching to Geico. With all that extra dough, why not give Monday a makeover? We see an office party in your future, hosted by you. Hashtag happy face, hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you have Medicare Part D, Walgreens can put you at the corner of switching your prescriptions and saving some money. That's because Walgreens makes it easy to switch and save with copays as low as $0 on select Medicare Part D plans. Just bring us your prescriptions and we'll do the rest. Switch to save even more today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Applies to Tier 1 generics for select plans.
What's four times more effective than other weight loss programs and apps? Jumpstart MD.
The California state solar rebate is gone. Soon, the federal tax incentive will disappear too. Wait much longer, and you'll wind up paying 30% more for your new solar system. Have you given up because you think you can't afford solar? At Semper Solaris, we don't give up that easy. Call before the end of the month and get your system with no payments till June of 2016. We're still the only solar company that pays you the equivalent of California's rebate. New customers actually get an instant rebate check. Why Semper Solaris? We hand you cash. We only use U.S. manufacturers, and our panels come with a 25-year warranty, including labor. We're A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, and we're U.S. veteran-owned. We complete our mission with esprit de corps and honor. You get a solar system for no money out of pocket. Get a California equivalent instant rebate check, and call before the end of the month and pay nothing until June of 2016. Call Semper Solaris now. 800-708-4849. 800-708-4849. 800-708-4849.
Americans are expected to spend $255 million on beer for St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day!
Way head up, sure raises, way head up, sure raises, way head up, sure raises, early in the morning.
Today is St. Patrick's Day.
Some Irish people, they think they're divine.
The town drunk is a person of great honor.
Drinking, screaming, fighting, vomiting, just like any other day here at the Late Show.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
That's what we do with the drunken sailor. That's what we do with the drunken sailor. That's what we do with the drunken sailor early in the morning.
St. Patrick is the patron saint of strangers peeing in your front garden.
The politics of dancing politely and correctly through the office. That's what we're talking about with Marty Nemko from MartyNemko.com. He is the Bay Area's best career coach. And Marty, let me ask you, because I was just looking, through the internet at all the silliness, and everybody has an ounce of advice when it comes how to, how to impress one's boss. And I love this one. Walk quickly around the office. My grandfather taught me a trick a long time ago. When you need to speak with other colleagues, get some water, even use the restroom, but do it really quickly. When you're noticed, it will always seem like you're very, very busy at your job. People who do not look busy are the first people who are looked at when they want to fire someone.
Oh, wow.
That's true on the perception side. Now, being serious for just a moment, you know, I really believe that America has moved into a land of veneer where everybody's trying to look good and focus more on marketing than on substance, more on the sizzle than the steak. There's lots of ways to impress your boss without having to be a charlatan, being a lazy fool around person who's looking at March Madness, and then as soon as the boss comes around, turns on the spreadsheet. You know, so we've talked about a few. But, one of the other things you want to do is, in terms of the substance, is to be relatively, not constantly, but with maybe every few months. If you haven't gotten any feedback, ask and say, I'm always trying to, like any good professional, I'm trying to improve. Is there anything you want to tell me? I want to kind of have, just like you've told me, Mr. and Ms. Boss, we have an open door. I have an open door. Is there anything you'd like to tell me, either an attaboy or an attagirl, or something you'd like to improve? That is a great way, other than racing around to the bathroom and out. It's a much more substantive way to not only impress the boss, but feel better about yourself.
No, and that's totally right on. I mean, you know, we were talking about the radio business, and you get to a certain point where they don't want to be critiquing you all the time, because that's why they hired you to begin with, or they wouldn't want you here. But you're right to stop by and say, hey, how are things going? Is there anything that you'd like me to improve on? Anything you want me to switch up? Whatever that may be, please tell me. And you know, a lot of times it's quick thumbs up, or they'll make a comment or two, and then you move on. These people are very busy, and I think that a lot of people make the mistake of wanting to sit down and have a long chat with a manager. And let's face it, after the Great Recession, a lot of those bosses lost their jobs. So they're doing the jobs of maybe two or three bosses.
It's
so they don't have time for your BS.
In the old days, that would be seen as welcome. Now you're seen as high maintenance. So I really like what you said. It's that informal, hey, just figured I'd check in. It's been a few months. Anything you particularly want to give me a thumbs up about or want me to improve? That takes a second. It's not a written sit down. It's not. That's just right. I agree.
Right. And by the way, now here's another thing, and I'll see if you agree. You should be able to read your boss's body language. You can tell whether they would like you to sit down in that chair and have a 1 minute chat, or I'm really busy. What's your question?
Yeah, that's another example of avoiding the narcissism. We are so much in our own world. And really, especially around your boss, if you can be not, you know, yes, absolutely body language. You know, if when you're walking over to him, you see him look down or turn away, I mean, that's giving you a clue. But also listening carefully to what he says or she says and how they're saying it. You know, you can see what they care about, what they're passionate about. And while you want to retain a measure of autonomy, you also realize you are working for a boss. You are in an organization. If you want to be self-employed, fine. But if you're choosing to work for an organization, it is important to look at not only the nonverbals and the body language, but what does this boss really value, and try, where possible, without compromising your ethics, to give it to him or her.
Right. And I think this has been a learned trade, and I'll just speak for myself, is you do not need to be their best friend. You just need to gain their respect.
Good point. I think there are a lot of people, again, that's part of the sizzle rather than steak. There are so many people who try to schmooze their way into job security.
Doesn't work.
And ultimately, it's transparent. It usually doesn't. They end up smiling. They may like you. They may want to go to bed with you, but they may not want to keep you as your employee.
I haven't met any of those people.
I can see that sort of thing backfiring.
Well, I can see it happening with you, Heather. You're very good looking. So let me ask you about things that successful leaders will not tolerate. Dishonesty is an obvious one, right?
Right, right.
Boredom. I mean, I'm not talking about you acting bored. Maybe it is that way. Or if you bore them.
They don't want to have a boring climate or company, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, especially if you're in sales. Now, this does not apply to me. I don't know if it applies to you. But if you're a boring person, you're probably not going to sell a whole hell of a lot.
Well, maybe in sales, but that's going to vary. There are some workplaces that are really quiet and where they really like sobriety. It's not the frisbee culture. And that's, in some sense, on the job.
That's called accounting and banking.
Well, in many workplaces, you know, whether it be, you know, I happen to know something about, you know, Safeway versus Levi's. I've been a consultant to both. Levi's is a fun culture. Everybody there is always trying to be fun and have light. Safeway is a very serious culture in the corporate offices. And neither one is right or wrong, but it's important to you as a job seeker, if you're looking for a job, to vet them in the job interviewing process. As they're interviewing you to check you out, it's appropriate for you to get a sense of whether the corporate culture or nonprofit culture is a good fit for you.
You know, one of the things that I think is so important that people don't realize, that they just want to, because again, this goes back to the friend culture. You want to be friends and nice to your colleagues, and you want everybody to like you, but of course you can't make everyone like you. But I'll tell you the ones that you have to watch out for. The people who are constantly talking negatively of the company, steer clear. Am I right?
Yes. I want to strike the balance. I think there are too many toadies around there who just smile and then privately they go in bad mouth. But on the other hand, yes, if you're too negative too much of the time, even if you're right, even if you're the office genius and you have 10,000 ways to improve the place, Organizations are like battleships. They take a long time to turn around. And if you're peppering everybody with all of your suggestions, no matter how good, you're going to be seen as dispiriting of the organization. So you must, like a fine spice, you must use it delicately.
Right. And this is not only about your boss. This is about your coworkers. So if you're constantly bad-mouthing to other coworkers, several people within the office, that's eventually going to bite you in the ass.
Yes. And there is that balance. Again, occasionally, tactfully making suggestions, even powerful, bold ones, is good. But as you say, if you make that a matter of course, your net effect on the overall workplace and its productivity is very negative. Yes.
Yep. Yeah. Gotcha. Hey, we got to run, Marty, but I want to do this again. We'd love to check in with you. I mean, everybody wants to keep their gig here in the Bay Area, especially a high-paying one. That's
and a
KGO,
too, I'm sure.
Absolutely. MartyNemco.com.
We got to pay these rents.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes, we do, Heather.
Thank you, Marty, and I hope to speak with you again soon.
It was fun. My pleasure.
All right. MartyDemko.com, and he is the Bay Area's career coach. All right. We will go to Starbucks, and could we have a racial lecture with that? And please, and we're lowering the voting age. And
speaking about weird stuff bosses might make you do, huh?
And more St. Patty's Day fun on the way on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Are you in reasonably good health today and looking forward to a long life? Well, if so, now is the time to consider long-term care insurance. About 70% of those who reach age 65 will need long-term care at some point in their lives. That is 7 out of 10 of us. And the costs are staggering today, and they're only going to keep getting higher. I'm Ron Owens, here to tell you about long-term care insurance. It can not only protect your hard-earned nest egg, it can also help make sure that you're not a burden to your loved ones. In addition, long-term care insurance can allow you to receive quality care in the setting of your own choice. That includes your own home. Call Greg O'Donnell at the O'Donnell Financial Group, 866-496-2300. He's the guy to talk to when it comes to long-term care insurance, and do it before it's too late. O'Donnell Financial Group and Greg O'Donnell, your personal independent financial advisors. Call Greg right now at 866-496-2300 or online. Go to O'DonnellFinancial.com.
Go wild! Hey, it's me, Malu Nubla, inviting you to the San Francisco Flower and Garden Show, March 18th through the 22nd at the San Mateo Event Center. Get tickets at sfgardenshow.com. That's sfgardenshow.com.
Brought to you by Dignity Health. If you have a joint that's in pain, it's time to get help. Dignity Health. Hello, human kindness.
The results are in. For the treatment of nasal allergy symptoms, nothing is more effective than Nasacort. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour is prescription-strength medicine that's scent and alcohol-free with no harsh taste. It's non-addictive and provides 24-hour relief of the worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, with no prescription needed. And in a recent clinical study with Nasacort going nose-to-nose with Flonase, more people prefer Nasacort. For more information, visit Nasacort.com. Nasacort. Use as directed.
It is 8:30 in the KGO newsroom. Our top story at the bottom of the hour. More on that developing story in San Francisco. Investigators are on scene of an officer-involved shooting at this hour. It happened about 7 o'clock tonight, shortly after crews were dispatched to an area near Van Ness and Pine Street. KGO 810's Brian Pelletier is en route to the scene. We will have more information as it becomes available. Meanwhile, California Attorney General Kamala Harris is being called to the state capitol for an oversight hearing. Senate Republicans not happy with Harris and her efforts to get guns out of the hands of an estimated 20,000 so-called dangerous people.
We believe that an oversight hearing is warranted and timely because there are some tough questions that need to be answered.
The Department of Justice was given $24 million shortly after the 2012 Sandy Hook shooting to get guns out of the hands of people with criminal records, the mentally ill, and those with restraining orders. But almost 2 years later, almost half of that money has been spent. Only half of the agents needed have been hired. And more than 17,000 people are still armed and possibly dangerous. Peter DeMarco is with Senate Republican leader Bob Huff.
We're nearly 2 years into a three-year program. This is the first update on their progress that we've received. And so far, those results are very, very troubling to this legislature.
Guns and other firearms have been taken from 3,500 offenders, but that's fewer than 20% of the total promised by Attorney General Harris by 2016. That oversight hearing, we're told, is expected to take place in late April. Across the globe, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is still claiming victory tonight in a tight race for that country's highest office. Israeli elections officials are still counting the votes, but Global Affairs correspondent Elise Labatt says Netanyahu may have turned the tide on this election day with some quick policy announcements which may have rallied crucial support from the right.
Obviously, it's going to be a long night and a long couple of days as we see whether Prime Minister Netanyahu has the support from the right to form a coalition, but certainly he has fought his way back.
Netanyahu drew criticism from Washington for accusing left-wing groups of trying to unseat him with money from the United States. And more on a story we first brought you last night during the Drex radio show. 24-year-old linebacker Chris Borland is healthy, but he's quitting the San Francisco 49ers over concerns about football head injuries.
He was supposed to be the future of the 49ers defense.
The San Francisco 49ers select Chris Borland, linebacker.
They have just added another thundering hardhead.
ESPN at the 2014 draft, where Borland was chosen in the third round after just one standout year. He told ESPN's Outside the Lines, Mark Fainu-Ruwada, his research on brain injuries and his experience showed him playing any longer wasn't worth the risk.
And I think what's really telling about his case is that he has no issues right now. He says he's as sharp as ever, and that this decision is really a proactive one for him. And it's just about feeling like he wants to make sure that he's okay when he gets older.
Mark and his brother Steve Fainu-Ruwada broke the story. They wrote the book League of Denial about the NFL's lack of truth-telling about concussions and brain injuries.
That is KGO 810 Scott Letiri. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News time is 8:34.
I have to ask, if owning is 66% cheaper than leasing, why are you leasing? It's your electricity. Maybe you should own it with Solar for America. Look, you're on a long-term lease from the power company. The average cost is 22 cents per kilowatt hour. 22 cents. They raise your rates whenever they want. The solar power leases? Yeah, they're not much better. 20 years of built-in rate increases? Get real. You're paying 22 cents right now. Solar for America is 7 cents. That's 66% less than your average. Owning costs way less than leasing. And Uncle Sam wants you to own solar, too. That's right. You get a 30% federal tax credit by owning. With a lease, you get nothing. Call Solar for America. 800-492-1932. 800-492-1932. Peterson Dean's Solar for America. That's 800-492-1932. California CSOB 468-117.
8:35 on KGO. Time again for Traffic on the Fives with Lee Graham.
Thank you, John. This look at traffic's brought to you by 1-800-4-INJURY. I wanted to take a look at Van Ness at Pine there for you in San Francisco. Of course, you got that police activity going on in both directions. Right now, the northbound side is stop and go from Pine back to about Geary Boulevard and looks to be pushing back to O'Farrell. Southbound direction, stop and go back to about Jackson Street. In San Jose, got an overturned vehicle and possible car fire on 280 southbound at San Tomas Expressway. That's on the right shoulder, and traffic is beginning to jam up very tightly back to about Saratoga Avenue. Oakland, northbound 13 after Redwood Road. This one's not caused. It's a solo vehicle accident, not causing any delays yet. Just please give authorities some room to get it taken care of. Car went off the road and down the embankment. Call 1-800-4-INJURY today and ask Attorney Kuvara any question related to personal injuries or accidents. Mr. Kuvara is a 40-year accident attorney, ex-insurance adjuster, rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau. This is a free evaluation. Call today. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
And now a look at your Bay Area weather forecast from KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
Patchy low clouds and a few high clouds first thing in the morning, along with the chill inland, low 40s to the low 50s for your morning temperatures. For the afternoon, low 60s to mid 70s, and it's really just going to continue to warm on Thursday. Mid 60s to low 80s, temperatures well above average for this time of year.
Right now it is 61 in Concord, 54 in Livermore, 62 in Santa Rosa, 57 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Happy South St. Patty's Day, everybody. Hold on a second. No, I have
easy
my no,
say.
I have the face down drunk version of Uptown Funk. That's what I'm looking for. There we go. Okay. There we go. My glasses are all frogged up. It's driving me crazy. I can't stand the smudges. Anti-smudge.
For them freckled girls, them ginger curls, plaid skirts are pleated. Drinking, thinking, thinking it will get ugly. Got my drink on and my green on. Gotta kiss myself, I'm so lucky. I'm too drunk. I've had four Irish. Scottish car bombs, man, I'm too drunk.
Hot day.
And seven shots of Jameson, I'm too drunk.
Hot day.
I just made out with a leprechaun, I'm too drunk.
Hot day.
Come and shake my shamrock, honey's going down. Leprechaun.
That was Heather earlier this afternoon. I'll show you, I'll tell you where the video's at in a second.
Gravy runs through ya. Cause face down drunk like the Irish do. Cause face down drunk like the Irish do. Cause face down drunk, yeah, I'm gonna spew.
Everything's about the Uptown Funk nowadays. Gotta love it.
Someone pour me a shot. Someone pour me a shot. Someone pour me a shot.
One more thought. And that's the way it ends, doesn't it? All right. Good evening, everybody. It is the Trucks Radio Show on KGO 810, talking it out live every weeknight from 7 till 10, live across the Bay and around North America and worldwide now. Yes, with Generation Trex, you can join us on Twitter and also Mercat. Now, they're not a sponsor. They're just somebody you found, and we love it. We love it. Tell everybody how it works.
Meerkat, oh my gosh, it's just a streaming service that you'll find via Twitter. So if you see us on Twitter, you'll see the link for Meerkat. You get the app, bam, you're there. It takes 2 seconds.
Right. Yeah, so here's the cool thing. We were thinking, and they put studio lighting in into our new studio, and we thought, well, you know, we'll YouTube this. We'll get cameras in here. We'll do this. We'll do that.
Actually,
and then she comes in here, and she says, I have an app for that. All you have to do is turn it on, and you're live in HD, and it's all around the world, everybody that follows you on Twitter.
Yeah, the timing for it was great because everybody's doing it at South by Southwest.
And are they? How cool is that?
Big, big, big time. And I should say, however, I'm not sure it's on Android yet. It's definitely for your iPhone.
Yeah.
I'm sure they'll roll it out soon.
Right. And the great thing is, you know, as you watch us and listen to us, you're actually hearing what's going on in the studio. Probably not on there unless you're streaming us at KGORadio.com, or if you join us on iHeartRadio, where you can hear the audio. This way you can hear and see what's going on between the commercials, stuff like that. Us chasing each other around, ass slapping and stuff like that. So Starbucks, yes, would you like a civil rights lesson with your latte in the morning, your grande latte? Maybe you do. Maybe you would. So I thought this was really strange this morning when I first heard this story.
Oh, it is
Starbucks
crazy.
To encourage baristas to discuss race relations with customers. Now, the CEO over there, Howard Schultz, is encouraging his employees to bring up the hot button issue. And it is. So that's why I'm wondering who wants this while you're queuing up for your $7 cup of coffee.
That's so crazy. What's his name again? Howard something?
Howard Schultz.
Schultz.
Yeah.
You know, it's like Howard. That's me and Drex's job. Let the kids just make the coffee. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, as quickly as possible, please. Especially in the morning or at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, you go there for coffee, not talk radio.
You know, his company's been involved in other controversial debates, whether those debates are about same-sex marriage or gun control or U.S. government gridlock. But the executive who oversees the coffee empire with 4,700 U.S. stores now has taken on arguably the most polarizing political debate in the United States right now. And, of course, that's race relations. 808-0810. Do you want a civil rights chat in the morning or at 3 o'clock in the afternoon
polarizing.
When you're getting your fix? When you
I think
need
we all
fix.
Know this country needs to do something. I think everybody agrees on that.
Oh, I have to tell you, first thing.
Can't they be like Dixie cups? Didn't they used to have like riddles on the cups? They can just put like nice race relation kind of quotes on the cups.
That's what they did. So this is how I came around on this. Now, wait a second. I did the flip it and reverse it. I went Missy Elliott today on this. Because when I first heard this story, I almost felt like my head was going to explode. I do not need a lecture from the people at Starbucks about race relations. Just give me my Costco, a 55-gallon drum of Maxwell House, and I'll make it at home, and you can leave me alone, world. Okay? I don't have to deal with it until 7 o'clock.
You and your pierced nose, no.
Right. So anyway, then, on the way in, I was listening to Nikki and Brett from the KGO newsroom, and they were talking about this, and it's a simple thing. You know where they put your name? They write something nice. It's just, for instance, one of the cups said, race together. And I thought, well, that's not a lecture. That's not a discussion. That's just kind of cool.
Oh, so I did not know that.
That's not a civil rights, let's chat about it thing.
I am so sorry.
Well, now, wait a second. They are looking for people to spark conversation.
Themselves. I see.
Well,
I only saw the headline, and the headline writer took this way too far.
Starbucks to encourage baristas to discuss race relations with customers. And then at the end, that's
not accurate.
Schultz will discuss Starbucks Race Together initiative. That's the initiative's name. All right. So, I mean, it is to fuel conversation. And also, they have $5 bracelets to help spur U.S. job creation.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and the company is also pledged to hire 10,000 vets and military spouses over a five-year period. So that's all good.
That's good.
That's good.
Keep your bracelet, though, for crying out loud.
Well, look at you. You're the queen of bracelets over there.
Well, yeah, but
you're rocking like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
No, they're doing the Lance Armstrong thing. I hate that. A rubber bracelet. Give me a break. That doesn't do anything.
Really?
Come on. It doesn't do anything.
Well, if you donated $5 to the cause, it did something, didn't it?
Yeah, they cut down a bunch of trees and to make rubber bracelets. It's silly. Come on. We can do better than that. You're better than that.
It's for a good cause.
Yeah,
I'm just wondering about the race relations thing. How many people really want to hear that?
I get where he was going with it now,
yeah,
though.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, people go to coffee shops to sit down and chat.
And to chat.
So maybe
right.
they'll talk about race relations.
But really, they're there for their caffeine fix.
It's true. Most people are running junkies.
Right.
They don't want anything else to get in the way.
No.
They're like low foam, low fat. Three pumps, I'm out.
Have you ever talked to a barista? How frustrated they get? I'm not just pointing out Starbucks. They can become the baristas themselves, very angry people because they're the source. Yeah,
you want them to like you.
No. That's where the junkies get their fix.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so some people, when they don't get their fix, they get very mean and nasty to the baristas.
They know you by your drink.
And by the way,
here comes double mocha, no whip.
That's right. No. And if you're a real ass, you get decaf. That's a fact.
But every once in a while, they'll be like, double mocha, no whip, deserves a free one on the house.
If you're a barista, how do you feel about this? Do you feel like you're ready to give a civil rights, a lecture or to open a discussion? And by the way, how do you really treat, you can be anonymous, how do you treat the people who are jerks? I know what you do, because I've talked to plenty of them. Basically, you get decaf, and you'll have to wait a while for it, too.
Oh, weird. Really?
How fun is that?
That is a good trick to play on people, I have to say.
Mm-hmm. We're going to have a spelling test coming up here soon. And it has everything to do with face down drunk. Why not? It's St. Patty's Day, and we'll see how you're doing so far.
I'm too drunk.
Can you spell, though?
Car bombs, man. I'm too drunk.
Can you? And San Francisco wants to lower the voting age to 16. When are they going to lower the drinking age to 20? I don't hear the word teen in 20. Do you? That's all coming up on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Imagine a store that lets you get anything you wanted. An HD flat screen TV, a high capacity ultra quiet washer and dryer, a complete living room set. And imagine if you didn't need a lick of credit to get it. That store simply believed in you. Imagine if they even delivered it, set it up, and serviced it at no additional cost. Well, that store exists. That's Rent-A-Center. Imagine that. No credit needed. Affordable payment plans. Delivery, setup, and service included. Imagine new possibilities at Rent-A-Center. Rental purchase transaction. See store for details.
The results are in. For the treatment of nasal allergy symptoms, nothing is more effective than Nasacort. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour is prescription-strength medicine that's scent and alcohol-free with no harsh taste. It's non-addictive and provides 24-hour relief of the worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, with no prescription needed. And in a recent clinical study with Nasacort going nose-to-nose with Flonase, more people prefer Nasacort. For more information, visit Nasacort.com. Nasacort. Use as directed.
Restore your vehicle's lost power with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, buy two bottles for $10. Keep your engine clean and improve performance with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner. Two for $10 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Start your engines and race to win at Cache Creek. Every Friday through Monday, now till April 5th, we're holding free slot tournaments from 12 noon till 10 p.m. The top five scores each day will move on to the finals, where we'll give away a brand new Dodge Challenger and a Kia Optima. And don't forget the cash. Lots of cash. Be first off the line and get your free slot tournament entry every Friday through Monday. Plus, when you play more, you can earn another entry. Time for you to become a champion during the Race to Win slot tournaments, only at Cache Creek Casino Resort. Play here. Play the best. Visit CacheCreek.com for more information.
Have you ever thought about saying goodbye to your job, just walking into your boss and saying, "I quit"? And how would you like to commute to work without ever leaving your home? Well, not long ago, a 39-year-old entrepreneur from a billionaire family spent $20 million in 3 years to find the best home-based business in North America. He researched 70 different companies, and when he found the only one that had real long-term potential, he bought it. And right now, he's looking for people to help him turn this company into his next billion-dollar success story. So if you're serious about making money from home without having to leave your home, well, grab a pen. Because I'm about to give you the address of a website where you can learn all about this unique and rare opportunity. Write this down. www.gohernext.com. Now get on your computer and go to this site now. Part-time or full-time, your income is based totally on your performance. Interested? GoHereNext.com and say goodbye to your boss tomorrow. GoHereNext.com.
850 on the Trex Radio Show on KGO 810. We talk it out every weeknight from 7 till 10. And you can join us on Facebook on the KGO page.
Yeah, well, we want you to go to KGORadio.com/Drex to read up more about him.
Well, not only that, we were filming today down on Front Street. Yeah, filming. We got our iPhone down
taping.
There. Taping. It's not even that anymore.
Well,
we need
it
a
is.
New word. We need a new moniker.
And well, I was shooting you.
We're on Meerkat, which you can just join us at Generation Drex on Twitter. And every time I turn on Meerkat, wherever that may be, I haven't been so brave as to turn it on at home yet. I told the other half, she's like, oh, be careful with that, please. She wasn't wild
what?
About it. Yeah, I don't know. Don't worry, I will at some point. Some juncture. I'll get brave and I'll turn it on at home. Yeah.
That it's still on.
Well, that's probably, yes, those things happen.
It's so funny because we get all, crazy, you know, the NSA is spying on us and, there's cameras there and everything. And then given the opportunity to turn our own camera on ourselves and beam to the world, there we are, you know.
And there we are. So you need the Meerkat app, M-E-E-R-K-A-T. And download that and put it on your iPhone and then follow us at Generation Drex, D-R-E-X. But you just heard a great conversation about an old basset hound of mine and a parrot. He used to repeat everything I would say.
Can you imagine a parrot talking like Drex? I mean, that's funny. So that's what you missed during the commercials. And
yeah,
we'll repeat it some other time.
Yes, we will. So what do you think? Let me see here. What's juicier? What do you think?
I just have to tell the audience that the parrot would listen to you go to the restroom.
Oh, God. The parrot would repeat everything I said. Or no. The parrot would repeat sounds, okay? So here's the way this worked. So the basset hound, every time she would want to go out, she'd go to the door, and I would say, she's got to piss. I'd say, does she have to piss? And so, consequently, you know, the parrot picked up on this. So every time the dog would walk past the two French doors, the parrot would start screaming, "She's got a piss!
She's got a piss!
She's got a piss!"
She's got a piss.
And then apparently, when I would use the restroom, every once in a while, no, so,
I can't believe this.
No, so anyway, apparently a couple times maybe, I'd say, oh, Lord, or something. So the bird learned this, and so every time, it doesn't matter if people would be in the house, I'd walk into the restroom and the bird would start going, oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
Oh, my God.
It's just bad.
You know they have medicine for that.
I'm okay. I'm all right. I promise. Yeah. By the way, speaking of sick pets and sick owners, a Nevada senator has introduced a bill that would allow pets to use pot. I'm telling the truth.
Oh, my God. Is that how we got on that topic to begin with?
Yes, off air. Yes, they're sponsoring, they've got a senator in the state who is sponsoring the bill that was introduced yesterday. And it calls on state officials to issue medical marijuana cards for animals if the animal's owner is a Nevada resident and a veterinarian certifies that the animal has an illness that might be alleviated by the use of marijuana. You know, it's all about the medical marijuana statute adding to it. But, I mean, how many people are going to say, you know, my dog is suffering from separation anxiety, and so am I.
Barfy's butt hurts. Can we get him some medical marijuana?
Okay. That wouldn't be nice if you're using it for yourself and your dog really needs it. No.
Okay. On the face of it, I think it's a good idea.
All right. So I said before the break, how many people in America do you think can spell Budweiser? Here's a bar game.
Everybody.
No. No.
B-U-D.
40% can spell Budweiser.
Oh, do they not put the two E's in or something? They spell it wiser. Can like, you? I'm wiser than you.
No. Well, let's do a little test here.
Well,
W-E-I-S-E-R. No. Write it down.
Wow. I think I know how to spell it.
All right. Well, B-U-D. Everybody should know how to spell Jack Daniels, right? I mean, it is two words.
Sure, I got that right.
Let me see if
it's spelled W-E-I-S-E-R.
W-E-I-S-E-R.
I did.
Yes,
I win. You know, it's German.
I bet you any money you can't spell Jägermeister.
Eddie money?
90% of Americans cannot spell Jägermeister.
That's trickier, but I bet I get it right.
Jameson, and everybody's having too much of that tonight. That one's easy. That's almost phonetic. Almost.
J-A-E, right? And then the Meister, Germeister.
No, that's easy enough to do. No, wait a second. Jag. Well, no. You put an E in there. J-A-G.
There's lots of E's.
No. There's only one G. J-A-G, Jag, E-R, and then Meister, M-E-I-S-T-E-R. So you misspelled that. Jameson.
Oh, there's not an E in the Jager part. Oh, the Jag.
Jag. There is
okay.
No E.
Got it. Okay, all right.
The E is after the G.
Well, I think I'm allowed an extra
E. And then
E.
Jameson is J-A-M-E-S-O-N.
Oh, people put I's in?
Yes, they do.
Yeah, why do they do that? We've got a Jameson Canyon over here, which is why.
25%
maybe.
Of the people cannot spell Jameson, but they sure as hell know how to drink it on St. Patty's Day.
There you go.
Yeah, for sure. And now, a minute inside a woman's head, the St. Patty's Day version thereof.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
St. Patrick's Day. Just another excuse to get drunk, act unruly, and puke in someone's front yard. Why don't we just create a holiday called Cray Day, where you get to do all of these things, but there's nothing attached to it. You know, no history, no religion, no Hallmark card. Just a day to go off your rocker. It seems so much more honest. I mean, I know St. Patrick's Day actually has meaning, but really, I'm not seeing anyone discuss the origins of the day as much as I'm seeing them sing off-key Irish karaoke at 3 o'clock on a Tuesday, double-fisting Guinness and Irish whiskey, and pinching anyone who isn't wearing green with enough gusto to actually steal some skin.
Yeah.
If we celebrated Cray Day, we could do all of these things and more without all of the guilt of forgetting to celebrate the actual holiday we're supposed to be celebrating.
Oh, please.
Cray Day. I really like this. I'm going to go load up on various forms of alcohol and snacks. Because, you know, when Cray Day comes, it's going to be a free-for-all.
Love Cray Day.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
According to, let me see here, the people from Denmark, pornography belongs in the classroom. I'll tell you why. And why sleeping naked really is good for you. That part's true. All on the way on the Drex Radio Show. Yeah, it's St. Patty's Day. We're having fun.